It's great to be with you again today, and when we left off last time, I gave you something to think about. I told you that today I would be taking up the sacrament of baptism, one of the seven sacraments so vital in Roman Catholic Church teaching, and that I will contrast what the Catholic Church teaches about baptism with baptism as defined and explained by the Bible. I want to highlight the contrast, the difference in the two, and I asked you to think about what you believe about baptism. I say baptism, and what do you say? For Catholics listening, I invited you to speak with your priest about this at the weekend Mass. If you did, what did he say? And did you find this teaching rooted in the Bible? If so, what chapters and verses? Protestant evangelicals listening, what do you say about baptism? Jewish friends tuning in, what about you? And of course, some of you will think of yourselves as being non-religious or adherents to another religion, but are along for today's broadcast. What does baptism mean to you? Just before I dive into what I want to say about baptism, let me offer a reminder of why I'm doing this, especially for those of you new to God Is or joining us for the first time in a while. Welcome, by the way. I'm happy you're here. And you must know that every broadcast is available for free download from the WEZE website, 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com, and click podcasts. In the Bible's New Testament book of Romans, the Apostle Paul explains the gospel, the good news of God, in verse 16, and he begins with these words, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And we have identified three key words in this verse, words that describe what the gospel is. The words are power, salvation, and faith. But you say, I did not hear the word faith in Romans 1, verse 16. You're correct. This verse does not mention the word faith, but faith is there. It's in the word believes. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And then I will tell you that we'll come to the actual word faith in the next verse, verse 17. In your Bible, highlight the word believes in verse 16, and let me talk about this word. It's a Greek word that means trusting in, relying on, and having faith in. This is the believing that comes from faith. So we can read the Apostle Paul as saying, the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, believes. And here's what else you have to know. In the Greek language, this word believes is in the present and continuous form. So it is ongoing, continuous, daily belief. It is better translated believing, believing. Every day I am actively believing, and every day I have faith in Jesus Christ for my salvation. My faith in Jesus, my belief in Jesus, is ongoing and continuous. Isn't yours? You see, this word believes reflects the word faith, and all God is asking for us to do to receive his salvation is to put our faith in Jesus Christ. God asks us to believe in Jesus Christ by faith. To believe is not a work, it is faith. Belief is trust and reliance on someone else's work, Christ's work on the cross on our behalf. So I do not work for my salvation, but rather I believe in Jesus for my salvation. I do not work for my salvation, but I have faith in Jesus for my salvation. Jesus died on the cross to take away my sin. Once I put my belief, my faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins, then I am saved. Then I have received salvation from God. Jesus does the work of removing my sins so that I do not have to do that work. God gives to me salvation not based on my works, but based on Christ's work on my behalf. I hope you understand. This is what I have called a grace-based salvation, as opposed to a works-based salvation. In a works-based salvation, there are things, often many things, I must do to gain God's favor, forgiveness, love, and acceptance. In works-based salvation, my salvation from sin depends on me and what I do, rather than on God and what God does for me. But the words salvation and faith go together. And that brings us to another very valuable portion of the Bible that we've also looked at in depth. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. This is crucial to understand, for by grace you have been saved. There's the word salvation. Through faith, there's the word faith. Then listen, not of yourselves, not as a result of works. Your salvation is by faith, not by your works. My salvation is by my faith, absolutely not by my works. Oh, how I pray with all my heart that you understand this. And so that we can capture this in our minds and hearts, I ask you to remember that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. I'll give that to you again. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. This is what we've been learning in Romans 1 and Ephesians 2. God gives us his grace and that alone, not our works, save us. It's our faith alone and no works that is our response to God's grace alone, no works. And then, of course, God's grace alone comes to us through Christ alone, and our faith alone is in Christ alone. And so, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And our salvation has nothing to do with our good works. Grace-based salvation, according to the Bible, is how we are all saved. But works-based salvation is very popular. It comes in various forms, but one of the key ways people have learned works-based salvation is in the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. Because of the strong influence of Catholicism in Boston and surrounding cities and towns in Massachusetts, and really all of New England where this broadcast is heard, I want to spend some time addressing the difference between how the Bible says we are saved and how the Roman Catholic Church says we are saved. There is a big difference. In Roman Catholic teaching, there are seven sacraments. These are baptism, confirmation, the Holy Eucharist, or communion, penance, anointing of the sick, marriage or matrimony, and what they call the holy orders, such as leadership in the Roman Catholic Church, bishops and priests, etc., which serve as representatives of Christ. And these sacraments are of crucial importance because it is through the sacraments that you receive God's grace. The sacraments are necessary for salvation. The sacraments are necessary, required for salvation. Traditionally, the Roman Catholic Church has taught that without the sacraments, there is no grace, and therefore, there is no salvation. That is, you are not saved from your sin if you do not receive the sacraments. For Catholics, there is grace from God, but it is grace plus sacraments, because it is grace through the sacraments. It is not grace alone. And the most important sacrament of the seven sacraments, at least in terms of order, is baptism. The Eucharist, or Mass, is the most blessed sacrament. And so, baptism, after a rather long-winded but necessary introduction, is what I want to talk about today and tomorrow. Why is baptism so important to Roman Catholics, and why is baptism considered a requirement for salvation in Roman Catholicism? The answer to that is complex, but due to time constraints here, I want to give what I understand to be the most important reason. Baptism, properly prepared for, removes original sin from a person's soul. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that when a person is baptized within the church, original sin is erased from that individual's soul. At the baptism, sanctifying grace comes to the Catholic person, and so whereas the baptized person was spiritually dead to God before baptism, now the baptized Catholic is spiritually alive to God. And it is at baptism that the Catholic enters what the Church calls a quote-unquote state of grace. So baptism is not optional. A person must be baptized in the Catholic Church in order to receive salvation from original sin in order to enter a state of grace. Therefore, baptism is a crucial sacrament to understand and get right. No wonder practicing Catholic parents and grandparents are most eager to see their children and grandchildren properly baptized, especially as infants. Remember now, here on God Is, we are talking about how a person is saved from sin. we're talking about words like salvation and faith. So if a person agrees with Catholic theology that the way God saves us, the way God removes sin from our souls, is through baptism, then of course baptism becomes a ritual, a sacrament of paramount importance. But also remember what I've told you. Based on the Bible, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. No rituals, no sacraments, including baptism, are required to receive salvation from our sins. Our works do not save us. Baptism does not save us. Baptism does not remove original sin from our souls. The Bible does not teach that baptism is required for salvation. What the Bible clearly teaches is that no work is required for salvation. Salvation comes by God's grace alone through faith, not works alone, in Christ alone. Baptism, as the Catholic sees it, is required for salvation. How unbiblical. And yet I remind you what the Council of Trent has said about my view. Quote, "If anyone shall say that baptism is optional, that is not necessary for salvation, let him be anathema," unquote. And anathema means cursed and damned. Now those are strong words for anyone who believes, like I do, that baptism follows salvation. Baptism does not precede salvation and is not required for salvation. Now, where do I get my view on baptism? I derive mine from the Bible. Aha, Catholic friends might say, we do too. You've done your homework for the weekend and you have some biblical texts that support baptism as a sacrament necessary for salvation. All right then, for the biblical view on all of this, join me tomorrow, for God is...